Shalom, Chavarim. Hello, friends. I'm Reginald Lisenby, the executive servant of Christian Ministry to Israel, a mission agency taking the gospel of Yeshua back to where it came from to the Jewish people since 1944. Welcome to our radio program, Hear, O Israel. As a believer in the Jewish Messiah Yeshua, loving the Holy Bible, and anticipating the kingdom where you're going, have you considered that your Christian roots are Jewish? Your Messiah is Jewish, the Holy Scriptures are Jewish, the prophets were Jews, and the kingdom into which you are grafted is Jewish. Join me for the next half hour as we look at our Christian faith through Jewish lenses with Christian Ministry to Israel.
Against you, get out of the boat. When the waves come against you, get out of the boat. When you think that you're down, when you think that you're going to drown, when the wind comes against you, get out of the boat. We're on a journey. Life is the sea, heaven's the shore. Our boat is tossed by the raging winds. Fear takes us near death's door. When the winds come against, when the waves come against you, get out of the boat. When you think that you're going down, when you think that you're going to drown, when the wind comes against you, get out of the boat. Life's journey, tribulations, we're sure to face. But be of good comfort, little children, sink or swim, stay the race. When the wind comes against you, have the goal. When the waves come against you, get out of the boat. When you think that you're going down, and you think you're going to drown, get out of the boat.
When the wind comes against you, get out of the boat. I'm thinking of the Apostle Kepha, Peter, who was one of the only disciples that we know of, at least, who walked on the water for a moment. And what a blessing it was to Kepha to be saved by Yeshua. Think of the boat people. There are a lot of boat people. They're back in the boat watching Kepha drown, or they're thinking he's about to drown. But at least Kepha got to call upon the Lord. He got to see the Lord's salvation. He got to walk on the water. He got to be saved. And that's a blessing. I'd rather be like Kepha than a boat person sitting in the boat comfortably watching the show. Well, that was kind of my thoughts when I put the song together. And I hope it was a blessing to you. Again, we have that song on a Messianic music CD we've been offering now for years, called Berkot Lecha Chavarim. Often when I'm around the city, Crystal and I, either visiting churches or sometimes just out and about, people will recognize my voice, and I thank them for that, for listening to Moody Radio. And I get to share with them that we are privileged and blessed to be a part of the Moody family, and did my Jewish studies at Moody Bible Institute. Dr. Micah Redelick was my professor, came here 21 years ago to be a part of this ministry. For many years now, we've been offering this Messianic music CD, and people often say, well, I hear your music on your program every Sunday evening, and I hear your messages, and I love very much what you have to say, and I really enjoy the music. And I always ask, well, why not call the number and get the free CD? And a lot of times I just get their name and mail them one right then. So don't hesitate. We have them in-house. It started, probably a decade, maybe longer than that ago, a man contacted us. He had heard our music somewhere else, and he offered to make the CDs for us for free, and all we needed to do is just purchase the quantity of CDs, and he would make them. And that's how the ministry began. So they're in-house made. They're ready to be mailed to you. Just a small cost for that. So if you enjoy the music, please do call the toll-free number, 1-866-ISRAEL-8. That's 1-866-ISRAEL-8. Two other quick thoughts. One, we are already on our way in the Read Hebrew class that meets every Wednesday evening at 6:30. We'd still love to have you join us. We're about 7 lessons into a 58-lesson Hebrew primer. So if you've ever wanted to study Hebrew or read, write, speak Hebrew, we have a class that meets every Wednesday evening at 6:30, the Brainerd Baptist Church BX. The BX stands for Brainerd Crossroad, a very nice facility that they've loaned us to use. We'd love to have you join us. And the other thing is, next spring, March the 11th through the 22nd, we're going up We're going up to Israel and Petra, Jordan. We have a very good price, and we tell folks we like to do it all. We see the sites, we prayer walk, we have Bible study on location, we do some befriending outreach, we have fun. And if you've ever thought about going to Israel, I know that trips are really high priced. We have a very good price. We stay at the kibbutzim in Israel, not the five-star hotels. We save a lot of money and do a lot of the guiding ourselves. We have a missionary person representative in Israel who is a licensed Israeli guide who takes us on. And we'd love to have you go with us. Again, call that same toll-free number, 1-866-ISRAEL-8, and I'll send you then a packet, informational packet, that tells you all about the trip to Israel. And we'd love to have you, your wife, your husband, your children, your parent, a friend, to go up, make Aliyah with us next spring, again, March 11th through the 22nd, 2020. One of the reasons we do go to Israel every year is to share the good news, the gospel of Yeshua, with Jewish people. Jewish people are being deceived, and they're being deceived by the rabbis. Let me tell you why. At Yeshua's first coming as Messiah of Israel, there were Jews who recognized him even as an infant. You recall the song, you know, Mary, did you know? It's a Christmas song that's sung every Christmas. And I always think when I hear the song, of course she knew. She knew exactly who her son was, as foretold her by the angel Gabriel. Of course she knew. Now, she didn't know everything, but she knew as her exclamation to prove it. Read Luke 1:46-45, called the Magnificat. She knew her son was the Messiah. Again, she didn't know everything, but yes, she knew. Miriam's fiancé and soon-to-be husband, Joseph, he also knew. In fact, the angel told him on several occasions about who Yeshua was and that he was to protect him to escape from Israel down to Egypt out of the grasp of Satan working through the Herods. So Joseph knew. Then I think of Elisheva, we call her Elizabeth, the mother of Yochanan the Immerser, John the Baptist. She knew who Yeshua was. In fact, when Miriam came, the Bible says that upon hearing Miriam's Shalom Aleichem, which is probably what Miriam said, her greetings, how are you, Shalom Aleichem, it says that Elisheva was moved, her womb moved, because the baby danced in her womb. Well, the baby leaped. The Bible says, even Yochanan the Immerser in the womb, hearing the Shalom Aleichem, knew something. Now, that's interesting that a baby would hear the voice of Mashiach and move in the womb. Later, you recall that Yochanan the Immerser, who was baptizing there in the Jordan, the Jordan River, he sees his cousin, Yeshua. And Yeshua comes to Yochanan, and Yochanan immerses his cousin Yeshua in the river after first exclaiming the arrival of the Passover lamb. In time, 12 Jews left their boats, their businesses, that is their vocation. They left their families to be the Talmudim, or the disciples of Yeshua. So those 12 disciples, they knew who Yeshua was. 500 others became disciples to whom Yeshua appeared, and they were eyewitnesses of his resurrection. Probably all 500, just like the 12 Talmudim, the 12 disciples, they were all Jews. There were many Jews who recognized Yeshua at his first coming. In the Gospel of Lucas, 120 Jews were waiting and praying in the upper room, and on the day of Pentecost, that is the day of harvest, Kepha, Peter, received 3,000 Jewish believers, and that's in Acts 2:41. Then we read another place in the book of Acts, 5,000 Jewish men, not counting women and children, believed in Yeshua, and it says that Jewish priests also came to believe in Yeshua. That's in Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Even later, the Jewish terrorist, the Apostle Shaul, he would come to be known, he believed in Yeshua, as did a great number of Jews in the synagogue of Iconium. That's in Acts 14:1. Jews in the synagogue at Thessalonica, they were persuaded by Shaul and Silas, and noble-minded Jews in Berea received the word from Shaul, the Apostle Paul, though they examined his word very carefully according to the Holy Scriptures, and they came to believe. That's Acts 17, 1-12. Jews who believed in Yeshua in his day were categorized in four groups. They were called Christians in Acts 11:26. They were called the Nazarenes, or the Nazarenes, in Acts 24, verse 5. They were called the Way in Acts 22, verse 4. And another name that's used historically is the Ebionites. These were all Jewish believers in Yeshua. Jews in large numbers asked the Apostle Paul, Shaul, stay with us, speak to us, reason with us, and Saul did. And myriad numbers were persuaded by Shaul's handling of the Holy Scriptures in reference of the Old Testament to Yeshua, and they came to believe. That's in Acts 28, 23, and 29. It is estimated that 25%, or one-fourth of the Jewish population in the known world, came to believe in Yeshua by A.D. 100. Now, that's outstanding. The biblical truth is this. There has always been, there now is, there will always be a remnant from the nation of Israel who are the true house of Israel. They're called the remnant, and these are those who believe in Yeshua. Read Romans chapter 11. If that is true, and it is, what became of Old Testament Judaism if so many Jews were following Yeshua? If so many Jews came to believe in the New Covenant, what happened to the Old Testament Judaism? That's a very good question. The nation of Israel and the majority of the Jewish people, that is, descendants of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, by birth physically, did not believe in Yeshua. The unbelieving Jewish leaders had not only little regard for Yeshua and his, they called them Meshumed, his disciples who they saw as traitors. They had little regard for Yeshua, little regard for them, but even more so, or at least the same, little regard for Moses in comparison to Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, because they proclaimed him to be the prophet like Moses, only more so. Their bizarre embellishment of what's called Halakha, which is the interpretation of the Torah, suggested that not even Moses knew the great truths of rabbinic Judaism. In today's Judaism, Moshe is inferior to Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, who is said to be the second Moshe, the prophet like unto Moses. You recall in Deuteronomy 18:15, there's a prophecy that the coming Mashiach, the coming Messiah, would be a prophet like unto Moses. Well, that's certainly not Yeshua, they would say. The prophet like unto Moshe is Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. Daniel Gruber quotes Jacob Neusner, an ordained Jewish rabbi and professor at Dartmouth with degrees from Hebrew University and Columbia, where he received his Ph.D., in his book Early Rabbinic Judaism, who suggests that the Halakha of modern rabbinic Judaism does not need to be grounded by the writings of Moses, that is, the Torah, or have any relationship to the Holy Scriptures whatsoever. The rabbis can invent laws. They do not need to tie them to the Bible. And friends, that's like saying the teachings of Christians do not need to be tied to the Bible, or the teaching of Islam does not need to be tied to the Quran. They're saying that rabbinic Judaism does not need to be tied to the Torah, the Nevi'im, or the Ketuvim. If that's true, that makes modern rabbinic Judaism as cultic as Islam, or the papal bulls from pompous Catholic popes in Rome. Do the Jewish people know this? Do they know the rabbis consider themselves above the authors of the Holy Scriptures? Do they know the oral law was the hinge that Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef hung his reinvented Judaism, promoted as more inspired than the written word? Do Jews know that rabbinic Judaism curses Yeshua, curses his followers, and until this day, in cursing him, they're actually cursing Yehovah. They're actually cursing Yahweh, for Yeshua is the visible image of the invisible, uncontainable Yehovah. When you read the Talmud, they even call Yeshua a particular term for illegitimate son. In the Talmud has the story of Miriam not being a virgin, but she had had a relationship with Pandera, the Roman soldier, and in their embarrassment, they fled to Egypt so that she might give birth to the illegitimate son that we call Yeshua. That's the story that comes out of the Jewish Talmud. Do the Jewish people know this? Do the Jewish people know they have been deceived by their rabbis, who not because they're Jewish, but because of their doctrine, are doing the work of the adversary, Satan? This is why it is very important these days that ministries like ours, Christian Ministry to Israel, we are a messianic ministry, Jews for Jesus, Chosen People, Friends of Israel, and many other evangelistic ministries doing outreach in Israel to Jewish people are so important. It's important that we get the truth of who Yeshua really is, to the Jewish people before they inherit another Holocaust. I know just this past week in a neighboring city of Chattanooga was a large religious/political group rallying at a Bible college on behalf of the nation of Israel. And a good friend of ours went, and he came back and shaking his head thinking how naive that Christians would gather, said, "Reggie, Yeshua, Jesus, his name was never mentioned, only the nation of Israel," and trying to get Christians behind the political movement of Israel. And of course, that is not only non-biblical, but also it's to the detriment of modern Israel. If modern Israel does not receive Yeshua as their Messiah, and they do not trust him as the prophets of old have prophesied and forewarned Israel, they will inherit what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation. Adolf Hitler's Holocaust is not the last one. There is another Holocaust coming, and that is called the Great Tribulation, spoken of throughout the Bible, in particular the apocalyptic book of Yeshua, that Israel is going to inherit the wrath of God because they have rejected the Son of God, their only way of salvation. And that's the message the church should have. That's the message that we have, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful that, yes, we do make a difference in this world. We are to be a perfume. We are to be a light. We are to vote. We are to have wisdom and to help the world try to guide itself, but all the while guiding it the best that we can speak it and say it, as in Ezekiel 37, to the dry bones, is from our mouths to speak the truths, to speak the word of God. And that's why God has saved us, and that's why God has left us here after he saved us to make a difference in the world, because this present world is, as it says in the book of Peter, it's going to be consumed. It's going to burn up. God is going to make a new heaven and a new earth, and the church is left here after we're born again to make that difference, to make the call to come in, to receive Yeshua. And I hope that you're doing that. And we're doing that. And one more time, I want to thank many of you who support our ministry each month. You're making a difference. And our missionary families, representatives there in Israel and here in the U.S., thank you for supporting us and supporting them. And thank you for listening to our program. Until next time, I'm Reggie Lisenby on behalf of the Christian Ministry to Israel, saying Shalom Bayit, peace to your house. Hear, O Israel is a production of Christian Ministry to Israel in partnership with Moody Radio, Chattanooga. Thank you for listening, and if you appreciate the biblical content we share each week, would you please consider a gift of support to our mission board? Christian Ministry to Israel is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and your gift will help cover the necessary expenses associated with this broadcast and help keep Hear, O Israel on the air. It would be a huge encouragement to hear from you today. You can give securely at our website at mmisrael.org. That's mmisrael.org, or call 423-855-4818. That's 423-855-4818. And when you call, let us know that you heard our program on WMBW Moody Radio or KELB Radio in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Thank you, friends, for your generous and needed gift of support. Until next time, Shalom Bayit. Peace to your house.